fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I hope you're having a good start of your day. I want to continue the conversation we're having the last couple of weeks over one chapter in the Gospel of John, John chapter 8, where Jesus talks about many things about who he is, what we're called to be, the problem of the human condition, what it means to be a disciple. And he's in deep conflict with the religious leaders of his time who are confronting him right in the temple, in the midst of the crowds, in an amazing and astounding argument unfolds. And so much truth about God and about reality is being revealed there. So, but what I'd like to do today is to finish off some thoughts that began yesterday, which is a reflection on the battle that's going on in our time. Really, there's a war against the truth that's going on. Here in John chapter 8, Jesus is making clear that God exists. He's manifesting and revealing the truth of who God is. He's sent by God. And Jesus himself, he'll say in John's 14th chapter of John's gospel, he said that I am the truth. I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And so Jesus is staking a claim, and he's making it really clear. There is a truth. God is the truth. What is truth? It's reality. God is the ground of all reality. God made things in a particular way. He made things for a purpose. It's an unchangeable reality. It's an unchangeable purpose. And there's a dimension of his creation, his beautiful, great creation, that lives in resistance to his will and purpose for the truth he's made everything for. And human beings are caught in that battle. It began with the resistance of Satan, the fall of the angels, who said, I will not serve. I'm not going to live in your truth, God. I want my own. I ain't serving anybody. I want what I want. I want reality on my terms. And the blinding effect of that resistance, that closing the heart and mind to reality as it is. Satan said, essentially, I would rather have unreality. I'd rather have fantasy. I would rather live in my own world than to acknowledge the truth of things. That's where the fall began. That's where the rebellion begins. I will not serve. And it's that enemy, it's that will, that hateful resistance to God that has poisoned the human race, who's fallen into that same temptation. And so, as we see in this dramatic encounter between Jesus and the Pharisees, Jesus is helping them, revealing in them what's moving them to resist him. And he actually says it very, very clearly at a certain point. And religious leaders are claiming that they are absolutely free. Jesus had said to those who were believing in him, the Jews who were present, who were believing in him, they said, you know, if you will know the truth will set you free. If you continue in my word is truth. The religious leaders overheard it. They said, we're not in bondage to anybody. We don't need freedom. We're already free. Jesus essentially then says, you're blinded. You think you're free, but you're not. You're a slave to sin. You cannot get free without my help, without the help of my Father. And then they say, wait a minute, Abraham is our father. We're living the truth already because Abraham's our father. And Jesus said, if Abraham really was your father, you'd live differently. You're not living like your father lived. You're not living with a heart that's surrendered to the revelation of God and trust and humility because you're resisting the teaching of the Father that's coming through me. I know the Father and you don't. And then Jesus said, you do the works of your Father. And they said, wait, God is our Father. And Jesus said, no, you're not living that way. You live a different way, as if you had a different father. And here's where it gets really, really intense. Jesus said, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded and came forth from God. I came not on my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It's because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. Wow. Jesus is telling the religious leaders of Israel, who are claiming Abraham as their father, God as their father, but they're living differently and their hearts are hard and they don't see the reality of their own sin and their need for salvation. And Jesus said, you're children of a different father. The devil is your father. Then Jesus describes who he was, who he is. He says he was a murderer from the beginning. He has nothing to do with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and he is the father of lies. He's the father of lies. Jesus is saying, I am the truth. He's saying of Satan, there is no truth in him. Jesus said, I speak the truth. Jesus said, the devil is a liar and a liar from the beginning. And here the Pharisees, the Son of God is telling them that they've chosen, that they've their own hearts, their own slavery has caused them to become children of the devil. That's really intense. But that's where suppression of the truth about God and his revelation, that's where it gets to. And Jesus, it's so important, friends, for us to see this, the essential reality of truth, of living according to reality as it is, the truth of real things, living according to God's plan and purpose. And because Jesus was focused on it, because he said, look, you have to see things as they are or you will never, ever be free. I'm coming to show you things as they are so you can say yes and I can help you enter into that reality. Think of Jesus before Pilate. And the Pilate said to him, so you are a king. Jesus answered, you say that I am. For this I was born and for this I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. That's Jesus' mission. And hey, if you're a disciple of Jesus, it's yours too. Do you know, if you're a disciple, you were made to bear witness to the truth about God and his beloved Son. So the truth is what sets us free. The truth is the light, allows us to see things as they are. But when we suppress the truth, as I talked about yesterday, when we say, no, I give in to the temptation, I want to live in the twilight, or even I'm willing to live in the dark because I want to live on my terms, period. I don't want to submit. I don't want to yield my life totally to God because he might ruin my weekend. He might take away my fun. He might take away what the pleasure I feel in being in charge of my own life and defining reality on my own terms. It's really deep, and that's exactly what's going on in our culture, and it's what's killing us, friends. There's no making America great again, quote unquote, without a reverence for God and the things of God. I don't mean everybody has to be Christian or everybody has to even be religious, but you have to respect nature and nature's God. You have to have virtue. You have to have character. You have to have humility, or we have no hope, period. It won't happen. So Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Benedict XVI, said some amazing things. I just want to end the program today, the last part of this program, for your reflection. I mentioned this yesterday. I'll start there with this from a book called The Yes of Jesus Christ. The organs with which we perceive truth can become dulled to the point of complete blindness and deafness. We can become blind, friends, to who we are. It's because our hearts, he said, become impure, and we become incapable. They become hardened, incapable for finding room for the majesty of truth that demands reverence and ultimately worship. He said, St. Paul confronted moral decadence that rested on the complete loss of tradition, on being cut off from the inner evidence that had once provided people with their customs and rules of behavior. Think about how much our customs and rules of behavior have been changing and getting more and more perverse. I ended the program yesterday talking about the sexual revolution and its evolution, you might say, and its continued pushing forward as a revolution, the cutting off sexuality and sex from reproduction, from commitment and marriage for so many. It's if you want it to be that great, if you don't, it's no problem because it's whatever you want it to be because you're the master of your own destiny anyway. You can define it however you want. You know, the use of the pill and how it allowed us to just do whatever we want and make sex really a kind of just another contact sport if that's what we want it to be. The rise of divorce, the redefinition of marriage, and not only, you know, same-sex marriage, which really is a suppression of the truth, friends. I'm sorry, but that's really what's going on. It's a suppression of the truth about what sex actually is and what it's made for. It's reduced simply to emotional bonding together, and then doing whatever we want to do sexually to express that emotional bond. Now what's happening is the polyamorists are making their way through the court. What is that? A group of people, four, five, six people, deciding that they want to have a marriage together. And they too believe that this is their orientation, and this is the truth, their truth, and that the government and everybody should collectively say yes to their truth, even though it's colluding in deception. It's a lie. And so the law, instead of protecting the truth, the law is now being used as a weapon to insist that we suppress the truth and deny the truth. Now, just was reading an article where the National Ethics Board a year or so ago in Germany, who exists to kind of give counsel to the government, and their counsel to the parliament the government in Germany is to remove all laws against incest. To say, look, if adult people want to do this, so what? I mean, it's their right. It's their truth. They can do. There's no limit, friends, to how perverted, how darkened the mind can become when we deny the ground of reality, God himself. The cardinal goes on. So Paul confronted this decadence that came about as a result from suppressing the traditions and the rules of behavior that flowed from, you know, God's revelation ultimately, the Ten Commandments and things like that. He says, in that situation, nothing is self-evident any longer. I mean, what could be more self-evident than the purpose of human sexuality? But here's his point. Everything now is possible and nothing is impossible. No value holds any longer. There's no norm that is sacrosanct. All that counts is the ego, the moment. Traditional religions are merely facades with no support from within. What remains now is just naked cynicism. Truth was available, is available to us. But they, even in the time of St. Paul, the same temptation throughout history, he says, they do not want its claim upon them. So we create a religion now. We create a Jesus, we create a God who has no claim on us. We're happy with religion as long as we can simply do whatever we want to do. We don't want to be responsible for anything outside of what we desire to do. So, again, the cardinal goes on. He said, now what's worshipped are the images, the appearances, the prevailing opinion that wins domination over people. This general perversion extends to all fields of life. What is unnatural becomes normal. The person who lives against the truth also lives against nature. Look at how we're living against nature. People's power of invention no longer serve what is good, but the ingenuity and refinement of evil. The relationship between man and wife, between parents and children is dissolved. And in this way, the sources of life are blocked up. It's no longer life that reigns, but death. And a civilization of death has become established. I mean, I don't want to just end on that difficult note. We just have a few seconds left. But there's so much wisdom here. I want to take this up again next week, but I want us to end understanding what Jesus said. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus Christ is the way to freedom because Jesus Christ is the truth about all things. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.